Now, this video is titled Diabolical Curriculum Proposed by the Truth or Consequences Municipal Schools Board of Education. All right, and it's going to include several parts. An introduction, which I'm going to give you now. Then we're going to go to the actual meeting itself. And then when I'm done giving what took place during the meeting, we're going to have an ending. I'm going to end it off with certain comments. Now, just to introduce what's been going on here, the school board of Truth to Consequences determines the curriculum for, I think it's all Sierra County schools. Yeah. It's not just TRC. It's for all the schools of Sierra County. And this new curriculum contains glorification of homosexuality, LGBTQ community, and transgenderism, and all sexual perversions. It also contains CRT, Marxism. It contains
witchcraft,
and I had something else in it. And paganism,
yeah.
But which is bad enough, all bad. But we concentrated on sexual stuff because that's the worst. And if we can't get them to get rid of it because of that, we're never going to succeed on the other stuff. All that stuff got to be, should be. I'm not saying if they don't listen, they don't listen. We're trying to make an effort to the community to wake them up and let them know what's good. And this is the first time of this sexual perversion type of stuff that they're instituting with this new curriculum. I'll give you the evidence shortly after this introduction. But when the first meeting that Brother Will attended was when they were putting forth a proposal and they were giving people the opportunity to look at the books before they actually voted on it. So Brother Will went there on 3/13/2023 at the meeting, and there was only like five or six people there, and he opposed it. I'll put the audio here, and you can hear what he said during that meeting.
Hello, my name is William Norris, and I'm a Catholic evangelist. I'm part of a religious lay order called Mary's Little Remnant. We hold to the Catholic faith in the first 1,000 years. We believe that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church, and we're not affiliated with the so-called church that resides in Rome. We say that Francis is not a true pope and that the papal see is currently vacant. With that being said, the reason why I'm speaking with you today is to protest the new curriculum that is up for approval from the McGraw-Hill and Savas line of books. Let me first start off by saying that as a true Catholic, we do not believe in sending our children to public schools. We believe only in homeschooling. The reason for this is that we don't want our children to be in social contact with non-Catholics because they will be taught heretical and immoral things and then be forced to accept them as being true and normal. The reason for my interest in speaking here today is because as Catholics, we are concerned about the community that we live in. Our goal is to see people living out the dictates of the natural law as much as possible. When I say the dictates of the natural law, I mean the ways in which men and women can live in accordance with their natural design in this world. This would include the promotion of heterosexuality, marriage between a biological man and a biological woman, the propagation of children, and the emphasis of certain roles and duties for men and women, such as a man going out and getting a job to provide for his family and the woman being a homemaker. As you will see, these principles are not considered when you view these new line of books. It has come to my attention that the New Mexico Public Education Department recently created 128 new social studies standards to be implemented into the New Mexico school curriculums, and they are all leftist in nature. One of the books that I was reviewing was from the Savas line of kindergarten social studies called My World Interactive. The main thing that stood out to me when reviewing this book is a constant pull to the left in its social thinking. Whether it be highlighting feminists like Gloria Steinem and Bella the Builder, or having suggestions in the teacher's editions to make the classroom LGBT friendly, these books make it their goal to promote a left-leaning emphasis and disregard any attempts to showcase any natural law-leaning examples. Why is there always an uneven balance of left-leaning ideas being promulgated in our public schools? We as Catholics believe that this constant pull to the left will result in perverting the minds of our children, creating an aura of effeminacy and radical individualism, which will break down the norms of law and order because people will not want to be told what to do by anyone. And as a result, this will lead to anarchy and chaos. In closing, I would just like to make a plea to try and find a way to incorporate natural law principles in your curriculum. For your only salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us. Thank you.
Okay, so then when they're going to vote for this thing on 4/26/2023, and so Will shows up again and opposes it, and there's only two other people that oppose it, and there's only maybe 5-10 people in the whole room. So hardly anybody was there, but they were going to vote on it.
All right, our next speaker is William.
Thank you. Can you hear?
I guess, can they hear good?
Can you hear me good on the internet there?
Yeah. Good? Okay. All right, just give me the go-ahead and I'll go.
Go ahead.
All right. Hello, my name is William Norris, and I'm here once again to protest the implementation of the new curriculum in this school district. As you know, I'm a Catholic evangelist, and promote homeschooling as the only way to educate children. The reason for being here is because as a church, we realize that in order to live more peacefully with our neighbors, it helps that the people in the community follow more closely to the dictates of the natural law. The main reasons for my objections to this curriculum is twofold. Number one, Sierra is a red county, and this curriculum does not represent the values of the majority of the people who live here. Number two, it totally goes against the dictates of the natural law, promoting deviant behavior such as sodomy and transgenderism, with its LGBTQ-friendly classrooms and recommended reading to second graders such as, quote, Pride, The Story of Hairy Milk and the Rainbow Flag. And let's not forget Kate Bornstein's book, The New Gender Workbook. Kate is a trans activist and writes about living with or without a gender. You can't make this stuff up. Sierra is a rural county that supports a more rugged way of life, and people know that when their children are indoctrinated with these quote-unquote Santa Fe values, they become effeminate and confused about their true roles that they were created to be. For young girls, this curriculum glorifies radical feminism by highlighting Gloria Steinem and the Savas Kindergarten Social Studies edition of My World Interactive on page 42. Then later in the book, you have Bella the Builder telling young girls that it is okay to leave the home and work, but to work a job that is totally foreign to her God-given design of being a mother by becoming a construction worker. And lastly, you have more second grade recommended reading like material like Rad American Women from A to Z by Kate Schatz that glorifies women like Angela Johann Davis, who is an American Marxist and feminist political activist. These examples create in the minds of these impressionable girls an aura of feminism so that women no longer want to have children and raise a family and follow their true motherly instincts. In a county that voted for Trump 59% to 38 over Biden in the 2020 election, this is a county that values law and order. People know when you try to implement a school curriculum that turns the natural order of things on its head, pretty soon law and order goes out the window. With the aforementioned examples in mind, I ask you to truly represent the majority of the people in this county and reject this new curriculum. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us.com. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Just want to let you know who the board members are, too. Chrissy LaFont was the president. Dr. Barbara Perlman was the vice president. Julie Strope is a member. Jamie Sweeney is a member. And Mark Hedge is a member. So it was a five-man vote. 3-2 is what wins. Now, at the same time, people were allowed to attend on Zoom. It's like an online attendance. Now, Perlman was not able to attend in person, so she was attending on Zoom. And the Zoom connection was really, really bad. I have an opinion on that, but I could be wrong. It was so bad you can hardly hear anybody. And what I'm almost saying, they don't want the people online to hear, and maybe that's true and maybe that's not. That's just my opinion on that. But what happened here was really interesting, because when it came to a vote, the two people that voted against it, to their credit, was, of course, Julie Strope and Jamie Sweeney. And the two people that were in the room that voted yes for the whole curriculum was Christine LaFont and Mark Hedge. But Barbara Perlman was on Zoom and they needed her vote to be the tiebreaker, and her connection went out. So she couldn't vote. This was an act of God. You're going to learn later on. This was an act of God. So they had to cancel and say, we have to do the vote again. So when Will told me this, I said, well, this is a sign from God, a sign that we got to get on the horn here. We got to get the evidence. We got to go down to the library. We got to pull it. We had it already, but we didn't have it organized. We got to get the quotes. And I don't want to just get the quotes. I want to get the photocopies of the pages in the book, because I know what they're going to say. You're quoting them out of context. It didn't say that. So we nailed it. We didn't have time to really look at a lot. So I'm guaranteed there's a lot more in there. And we really only looked mostly at the elementary books. We didn't have time to study thoroughly the middle school and high school books. I guarantee there's a lot of stuff in there, but you're going to learn what happens to that later on. So we said we need to get a book of evidence on these people, and so we can present it. And then we got to put an ad in the newspaper, the Sentinel, our first ad we ever put in the paper, quarter page ad, which I'm going to read to you in a second here. And I'll read it right now. You can see the picture of the ad, and we wanted to warn the people what's going on. So we said, here's the ad. Notice your children are in danger. On May 8th, 2023, 5:30 p.m., the TRC School Board at 910 North 8th Street, behind Circle K gas station and Raymond's Lounge, will be voting on a new curriculum of books for the kindergarten to 12th grade in the Truth to Consequences School District, which contains homosexuality, transgenderism, other sexual perversions, and CRT. Please show up and oppose this for the sake of the children and community. You can attend online. I will be giving a speech opening opposing this diabolical curriculum and encourage others to do the same. For more information, you can contact me at williamgeorgenorris@gmail.com. Well, that set the town on fire. The people got angry. They didn't know. And during this meeting, you're going to find out more people showed up than any ever at any one of these meetings. So now the people are aware. See how quick it is to inform people?
Exactly.
We did it.
Yeah.
Now, to the shame of even your so-called Republican politicians that are supposed to be conservative, none of them did any of this. We did it, okay? Now, at the same time, in the same newspaper, which came out on, this newspaper came out on 5-5, 2023, the vote's going to be on 5-8, 2023. Now, at the same time, I said, I want to put in a letter to the editor at the same newspaper discussing in general this glorification of homos and transgenders. I want to make the point about how bad that is. Because a lot of people just come out and say, a lot of people will agree, kids shouldn't be taught this, but it's okay for adults to do the homo thing when they get older. No, it's not okay for anybody. That's the point I wanted to make, and we're really making here. Once you open the door that homosexuality is a normal or acceptable behavior for adults, then the kids are going to pick it up no matter what. Even if they don't learn it in school, they're going to learn it from the community because they're glorifying homosexuality and transgenderism. And this is all the Republicans are tainted with this, that they're all afraid to condemn homosexuality. But most of them, at least, they should be, are on the page when it comes to not allowing the kids to learn it. But you're going to find out, not all of them stood up for that even. Now we're back to them even, it seems to me, from what we're looking at, of they're not even opposing when it's being taught to children. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to write a letter to the editor to show you that this whole thing starts with homosexuality and it leads to all these other sins. Once you start telling people this is normal, it's all over. So I wanted to compose a letter to the editor in the same newspaper. And so this was my first letter to the editor, which I've been wanting to do for a long time, to introduce yourself to the community. And this was a letter I sent, and Frances Lewin is the editor, a very nice woman. She seems to be very conservative-minded, and she gets a lot of credit for allowing us to put our stuff in here. So here, because other publications will not allow it. And so here's a letter to the editor. Well, I'll give you an example of how they don't allow it. At the same time, Brother Ryan took this ad that I had and he put it on the public square for Sierra County Facebook. So he put the ad up, and a lot of people were going back and forth. Some were angry, some were yelling, they were angry at us, and they took it down. They took down anything that was going against the curriculum. So it's a public square. Uh-huh. It's a public square for freaks, for lefty liberals. That's what it's a public square for. We weren't allowed to even present the evidence or talk how bad it is. They took it down. Okay? But now, here's my letter to the editor, which she published on the same publication, when this paper came out on 5-5. And I title it, On the Love That Saves Men. God loves all men, and thus God wants all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. But Jesus said, How narrow is the gate, and straight is the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that find it. Matthew 7:14. Hence, God loving men is not enough for men to be saved. To be saved, men must love God back. Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind, and this is the greatest in the first commandment. Matthew 27:37-38. Proof that men really love God is by obeying all of his commandments. Jesus says, If anyone love me, he will keep my word. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words. John 14:23-24. And St. John says, For this is the charity of God, the love of God, that is supernatural. Charity means supernatural love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. Therefore, those who break God's commandments do not really love him and will not be saved as such. Jesus said, If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Matthew 19:17. Homosexuals, transgenders, and other LGBT people, as well as all other mortal sinners, do not keep all of God's commandments, and thus do not really love God, and therefore cannot be saved as such. Indeed, they love Satan and sin. St. Paul says, For this cause God delivered them up to shameful affections. For the women have changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and in like manner the men Also, leading the natural use of women, have burned in their lust, one towards another, men with men, working at which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which is due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death. And not only to them that do them, but also to them that consent to them that do them. That's our famous verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, and verse 32. Also worthy of death, then, are those who support who do not sufficiently denounce these sins and sinners. God, speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, says, if when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou declare it not to him, nor speak to him, that he may be converted from his wicked way and live, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood at thy hands. Ezekiel 3:17-18. Lastly, any society or country that supports or tolerates rampant homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions is destined to fall from within and then from without. History alone tells us this, such as Sodom and Gomorrah and the pagan Greek and pagan Roman empires. For the love of God, and the sake of your souls, repent and convert before it is too late. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us website, Richard Joseph Michael Librani. You can also contact me at marylittleremnant@gmail.com. And now for the evidence section. I'm quoting from my article, Diabolical Curriculum Proposed by Truth or Consequences Municipal Schools Board of Education. And this is by Richard Joseph Michael Librani, myself, and William George Norris, who did the researches, and it's dated 5/2023. Here's the introduction. The new curriculum of books for kindergarten to 12th grade promotes and glorifies the following things. The evidence was taken from books made available by the Truth or Consequences School Board and is part of the New Mexico curriculum and thus not part of the California curriculum. It glorifies homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions, LGBTQ. It contains critical race theory, CRT, which is anti-Christian and anti-white people, because the white races were the main races that brought Christianity to the world. It contains Marxism, paganism, witchcraft, radical feminism, which by default undermines fathers and males, and the destruction of the traditional family. This evidence will only expose the promotion and glorification of the sexual perversions in the proposed new school curriculum. You will see how it glorifies homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions. We did not check all the books, and thus there may be more. We concentrated mostly on the elementary school curriculum. An in-depth study needs to be made into the whole school curriculum. We concentrated on the sexual perversion aspect because it is the worst and most dangerous. And also, if we cannot get this banned from the curriculum, there is no hope to get the other evil and false things banned. If we succeed in banning and getting the sexual perversions banned, then an effort must be made to ban these other evil and false things. We start with the Savas Learning Company and its textbooks from grade K, kindergarten, to fifth grade, which is the elementary school studies. First piece of evidence you're reading here is My World Interactive for Kindergarten, and it's a teacher's edition, page 19. And here's the pertinent quotes. The culturally responsive classroom. It is likely that LGBT children attend all or most schools. And it is important to note that these categories of language proficiency, ethnic background, level of poverty, type of disability, and sexual identification are not mutually exclusive. The children in the elementary classroom each bring a unique set of experience and outlooks. These differences should be honored and celebrated. The children can learn from each other, sharing their perspectives. It's the teacher's responsibility to make the classroom safe and sharing. They're telling your children that they should celebrate and honor homosexuality and transgenderism and learn about it from their other schoolmates. Now we go to the next piece of evidence, which is My World Interactive 2 for grade 2. And it's lesson chapter 1, lesson 2, How Families Are Organized. And here it says, what makes a family? Some families have two moms or two dads. So they're teaching their children that this is normal, acceptable, when in fact it's contrary to the natural law, biology, and most of all against God's law. So once your children learn that you can have two moms or two dads, then they're teaching this is normal. Then they're learning about lesbianism and homosexuality, and it's destroying the whole concept of the traditional family. Now we're reading from My World Interactive for grade 5, and this is a teacher's edition. Many indigenous peoples, included those referred to by modern native communities and scholars as two spirits. These individuals were believed to manifest both masculine and feminine spirits, transgenderism, here we go, and had distinct social roles that varied from group to group. These included healing, transmission of oral traditions and histories, fortune-telling, which is witchcraft, matchmaking, and the conferring of names. By exploring Native Californian cultures, students also learned that some groups accepted third gender roles for females who assumed men's social roles and males who assumed women's social roles. Here's transgenderism looking at you right in the face. Teachers can discuss how groups such as the Kamath, Tuwola, Yuki, Gabrielino, and Kumash recognized males who preferred to dress and live as women, and in some cases, women who dressed and lived as men. Some California groups granted such people important spiritual roles, sometimes including marriage. So there you go. If you tell me that's not absolute total sexual perversion and also witchcraft, then I don't know what is. And that's for grade 5. Also, we're going to read My World Interactive 5 for grade 5. This is chapter 6, lesson 3, page 277, the teacher's edition. And the teachers are to tell their students to organize and conduct protests like the ones in the picture shown to the left of the text, one of which is homosexuals protesting their so-called equal rights. I'm now quoting from the McGraw-Hill for grade 6 to 8 middle school social studies, and this is in her book called United States History. Voices and Perspectives, page 817. Inspiring other groups, after the Brown versus Board of Education decision, the subsequent efforts and victories of the civil rights movement inspired other minority groups to fight for equal rights. One such group was the LGBTQ+ community. In New York City in summer in 1969, gay, lesbian, and transgender patrons at a bar called the Stonewall Inn fought back against police harassment. The Stonewall riots fueled the ongoing national movement for LGBTQ+ equal rights. In 1979, the LGBTQ+ community organized a march on Washington that was inspired by the 1963 African-American civil rights event of the same name. Another LGBTQ+ march on Washington took place in 1993, during which marchers and activists carried the signs below. Now, I will comment on this in the conclusion of this whole article as evidence. I don't have any evidence on high school because we didn't check those books, and we really didn't check much of the middle school books. But here's the conclusion from this whole article. According to the natural law, more importantly, according to God, who put the natural law in all men's hearts, sin is not a right, and thus is not a civil right. The Bible says, quote, He, God, hath commanded no man to do wickedly, and he hath given no man the license, the right to sin. Ecclesiasticus 15:21. And the Bible says that homosexuality and transgenderism are sins. A woman shall not be clothed with man's apparel, neither shall a man use woman's apparel. For he that doth these things is abominable before God, Deuteronomy 22:5. And we read in Leviticus 20:13, If anyone lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination, let them be put to death, their blood be upon them. And St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27 and verse 32, For this cause God delivered them up to shameful affections. For women have changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And in like manner, the men also, leaving the natural use of women, have burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which was due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death, and not only they that do them, but they also that consent to them that do them. Also worthy of death, then, are all those who support or do not sufficiently denounce these sins and sinners. I read from Leviticus 5:1, If anyone sin or hear the voice of one swearing, he is a witness, either because he himself has seen it or is privy to it. If he do not utter it, he shall bear his iniquity. And God, speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, says, If when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou declare it not to him, nor speak to him, that he may be converted from his wicked and evil way, and live, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood at thy hands. That's Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. St. Peter teaches that whosoever promised sinners liberty to sin is not truly free, but a slave of corruption. This is in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, 14, and 19. But these men, as irrational beasts, naturally intend into the snare and destruction, blaspheming those things which they know not, shall perish in their corruption, having eyes full of adultery and of sin that ceaseth not, alluring unstable souls, having their heart exercised with covetousness, children of malediction, promising them liberty, whereas they themselves are slaves of corruption. Hence to say that homosexuals and transgenders must be given civil rights is the same as saying murderers and rapists must be given civil rights. The blacks should be angry that their whole race is being equated with sins of homosexuality and transgenderism. Race is a trait, not a conduct. Homosexuality or transgenderism is a conduct, not a race. Any society or country that supports or tolerates rampant homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions is destined to fall from within and then from without. History alone tells us this, such as Sodom and Gomorrah and the pagan Greek and pagan Roman empires. St. Jude says, as Sodom and Gomorrah, having given themselves over to fornication and going after other flesh, homosexuality, were made an example, suffering the punishment of everlasting fire. In like manner, these men also defile the flesh and despise dominion and blaspheme majesty. These are unfruitful, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own confusion, wandering stars, to whom the storm of darkness is reserved forever. That's Jude chapter 1, verse 7 to 8, and verses 12 to 13. All men of goodwill on this topic must do all in their power to reinstitute laws that make homosexuality and transgenderism LGBTQ crimes, which means imprisonment and even the death penalty for obstinate repeat offenders. After all, not too long ago, these sins were crimes in the USA and most of the world. Until then, we must tolerate them, but never accept their sinful lifestyle. As long as they live, we must love them and pray for their conversion, but must abhor the ones who publicly flaunt and promote their sexual perversions. While we love them as human beings, we do not love them as homosexuals or transgenders, which would be the same thing as loving sin. We love sinners, but hate their sin. King David says, you that love the Lord, hate evil. Psalm 96:10. The prophet Amos says, hate evil and love good. Amos 5:15. Jesus says, love your enemies. Matthew 5:44. St. Paul says, let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good. Romans 12:9. To get God's mercy, sinners must confess their sins, have a firm purpose not to sin again. God only waits so long for a sinner to repent, at which point there is no more mercy but wrath. We read from Ecclesiasticus 16, verses 12 to 13, for mercy and wrath are with him. He is mighty to forgive and to pour out indignation. According as his mercy is, so his correction judgeth a man according to his works. And we read in Luke 19:27, Jesus says, but as for those my enemies, who would not have me reign over them, bring them hither and kill them before me. And St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, know you not that the unjust shall not possess the kingdom of God? Do not err, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor the liars with mankind, homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor railers, nor extortioners, shall possess the kingdom of God. Hence, if you really loved homosexuals and transgenders, you would condemn them as homosexuals and transgenders and call them to conversion. If not, then you are telling them to go to hell. And you will go to hell with them for sins of omission, as well as any other mortal sins you may be guilty of. And this is the end of the evidence section. Now, after Will got the ball rolling with that ad in the newspaper, started the whole thing, then the Republican Party in Sierra County sitting back and they're going, we better do something, because if we don't inform the people, they're going to say, how come you didn't do it? Yeah. See, so there is a problem here. With the CIA. They're cowards and they're wimps. They're afraid to discuss this stuff. Very bad. So we started it. Now the Republican Party, because of what Will did, they're getting a lot of calls. They finally come out with an email 2 days later on May 7, 2023. Which is, it's a good email though, but it got him to say this. Republican Party, Sierra County, an important message to all the members from Julie Stroop. Important reminder, school board meeting, second vote on curriculum and proposed textbook adoption, May 8, 2023, 5:30 p.m., TRC School District Office, 910 Day Street, behind Circle K, agenda below. If you want a say in the proposed textbooks and curriculum children will use in our school district, come to the school board meeting tomorrow. At April 26th special school board meeting, the textbooks and curriculum were presented and voted on. The vote was 2-2. Board President Chrissy LaFont and board member Mark Hedge voted in favor of adopting the curriculum and textbooks, and board secretary Jamie Sweeney and board member Julie Stroup voted no. Board Vice President Dr. Barbara Perlman attended the meeting via Zoom and lost her connection minutes before the vote. Had she been able to vote, the motion to adopt these textbooks would have passed. I just want to make a quote here. LaFont and Mark Hedge voted for the whole curriculum, even the elementary school curriculum. Keep that in mind when you find, I'm glad they changed their vote on that thing later on, but they didn't even vote for it, but I'm going to get into that later on. But right now, it would have been 3-2, and those books that went through, the elementary school books are the worst, and I'm sure so is the middle school and high school. We didn't look at a lot of stuff in all of them. Now, the board can choose from 128 social studies standards, the curriculum and textbooks taught in our school district that are aligned with the values of Sierra County residents. The proposed textbooks contain inappropriate material. We can find age-appropriate material. Let's put adoption of these textbooks on hold while we investigate other curriculum. So they're saying, no, stop it. I want to look at all the stuff. We got problems in here. Inappropriate material is too weak for me. But at least they're saying it's inappropriate. Okay, so now they took our lead, and that was good because they sent it out to all the Republicans in Sierra County. So now you got even more people being informed, and most people read that newspaper anyway. Now, interesting, too, that when we're collecting, after this ad goes out on 5-5, I forget what day it was, but Brother Ryan got found out that Governor Luann Grissom, we call it, she's like a witch, a real liberal, extreme Democrat, extreme lefty liberal. She came down to Tour C, and for some reason, somebody saw her and said, what's she doing in town? This is just my opinion, but this is big what's happening, because you're going to read later on how the World Health Organization, UN, want to sexualize all children by 20, start right now even, so by 2030 they're all sexualized. They want them having sex as soon as they're born even, as soon as they can have sex. I'm going to get into that later, and she's all part of that program, so she's coming down, and she's probably in the back room talking to people, what are we going to do with this? We got to stop this, because if this doesn't pass, we're not going to be able to sexualize our kids. Because basically what they're doing is they're glorifying homosexuality and transgenders. And they want them to be accepted as totally normal. And of course, we don't want that, but the lefty liberals want that. So that's my opinion why she was in town. It may not be true, but there's a lot of stuff that happened here that was going on in the background. I'm not even going to tell you everything in this lecture. I'm going to have another lecture on the aftermath later on. I want to get to the point of what happened now. Okay, as to the meeting. So now we're coming up to the meeting, which is 5-8, 2023. It's a Monday. And I'm going to go to the video right now, and you're going to see that more people showed up for that meeting than ever in any history of the school board meetings. There were about 220 people that showed up in person, and there were 60 people on a Zoom call, which is a total of about 280 people. Now, we're going to go to the clips on that.
By the board and must be followed by participants. Public comment guidelines are as follows. Speakers shall complete a speaker request form prior to speaking. Each speaker will be given 3 minutes with a 15-second warning, in which time the board chair will let the speaker know that their time is up. The board chair or designee will facilitate the public forum and will call on speakers in the order that people sign up. One person at a time will speak so everyone can hear. The school board is interested in your comments and will listen carefully but does not respond or debate issues in this forum. Board members may ask clarifying questions or seek additional information, but they will not make decisions. Comments and interactions between board members, superintendent, and the public are expected to be respectful, courteous, professional, and civil. The board chair will be responsible for ensuring that interactions meet these standards and will disallow inappropriate interactions. Speakers unwilling to abide by the rules or time constraints will be asked to stop or will be asked to stop and leave the meeting. Depending upon the number of persons in attendance seeking to be heard, the school board reserves the right to impose such other limitations and restrictions as necessary in order to provide an orderly, efficient, and fair opportunity for those present to be heard. Board chair, we are ready for our first speaker.
So since we do have so many people speaking, I think what I'm going to do is let you know who's speaking first and then who's going to be speaking next after them, so you guys can be up here, like right over there, and ready to go. All right, after William Norris will be Robert, I think it's Whelan.
Can I just say something real quick before I start? Somebody got a packet I gave around exposing the proofs for
All right, we're going to start the 3 minutes and go.
All right, I would like to start out by quoting our very own Dr. Barbara Perlman regarding disastrous or unjust things. She said, quote, "If we forget history, we are doomed to repeat it." Well, that statement is true, provided that the history is true as well as its interpretation. As the saying goes, history is in the eyes of the beholder. The ultimate judge of true history and its true meaning is the one true God, the Catholic God, not men. But even if you don't believe in God, true history tells us what happens to societies that fall into massive sins of homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual perversions. They eventually get destroyed from within and then from without, such as the pagan Greek and pagan Roman empires. For those who profess to believe in God and the Bible, if they are to be honest, know what God says about homosexuals, transgenders, and other sexual perverts, and how he punishes them. Who does not know about Sodom and Gomorrah and what God did to those cities because of their massive sins of homosexuality? How is that for a piece of true history? Surely, if this is not included in your history curriculum, then you are doomed to repeat it. Worse sins are committed today than in Sodom. The prophet Jeremiah, as is speaking for today, says, quote, "The iniquity of the daughter of my people is made greater than the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment." Lamentations 4:6. Lastly, the Bible says that all who commit homosexual sins and those who support or condone them are worthy of the death penalty. And if they do not repent, they will go to the deepest pits in hell. St. Paul says, quote, "For this cause God delivered them up to a shameful afflictions, for their women having changed the natural use in that use which is against nature. And in like manner, men also, leaving the natural use of women, have burned in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which is due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death, and not only them that do them, but those also that consent to them that do them. As St. Jude says, in Sodom and Gomorrah, having given themselves to fornication and going after other flesh, were made an example, suffering the punishment of everlasting fire. In like manner, these men also defile the flesh and despise dominion and blaspheme majesty. They are unfruitful, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own confusion, wandering stars, to whom the storm of darkness is reserved forever. This curriculum also contains radical feminism, Marxism, and CRT, all of which are also diabolical. Consequently, all who vote yes for this diabolical curriculum are helping to destroy the souls of children, helping to destroy this country, and according to God, are worthy death and the deepest pits of hell. God will not be mocked. Be warned to those who vote yes, we will vote you out of office. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us website. Thank you.
Is going to be Angel Sequeira.
My name is Robert Whelan. Most people, most of you guys know me as Bob. Okay. And so that's the
if you're going to represent your position, if it's a one-sided ideology, you just get to represent your position, and it just gradually keeps getting slipped in there, over and over and over. Maybe this is just the start, and then the floodgates get open, and then it just progresses and keeps going down that road. So, I can think only your word of the whole CRT thing. I haven't been able to look into that, but there's clear, pride marches here. It's telling you how family may this may be that. But what about our values when we say, but we don't agree with that? I can humbly look in the eye and say, but I don't agree with that. I can sit and have a cup of coffee with you and say, but this is what my Bible says. This is what I believe about eternity in the Lord Jesus Christ. If His blood alone will wash your sins white as snow. Okay, so if you're going to preach from your pulpit, let us preach from mine. You Jesus Christ and let the students decide. But at kindergarten level, we don't need to be introducing them into what may or may not be their gender. But you're causing confusion because there's people that come out of transgenderism and they're like, what did I do as a child? I was promoted to do something at an early age, but now I have harmed myself, mutilated myself, and I have to live with the consequences of that. We're introducing things to stuff to children at such an early age that it's not appropriate. And that's the point that the gentleman made earlier. And so our values are aligned, clearly, but we can at least agree on what we will and will not teach. So we can eradicate these things, or we can find another curriculum that lines up with our community values, because I've got a lot of people in here that say, these are our values. We're a small town American community. We believe in one man and one woman. We believe in marriage till death. And these are values that Jesus addressed, okay? Jesus addressed all of those. And I'm just bigoting now. These are our values. Let's be consistent. Okay? That's where I'm standing. And my buddy Steve's on the phone. He just wanted to say it's not your job to teach our kids sexuality and all this stuff. It's our parents' job. And so just teach them how to read, write, and arithmetic.
There you go.
Because my teachers taught me
They took the time to teach a boy that didn't know English, that all he knew was French, and they took the time to teach him. And that's what we need. We need teachers that will continue to do what they're doing at this very moment. I had a, in elementary school, in sixth grade,
No,
give me some more. He brought pictures of his wife giving birth to his baby. Somebody, yeah, off today, but back then, no. Somebody told the parents.
That's 3 minutes.
More time! Give more time!
My name is Janet Tai, and I'm here as a concerned citizen, and I am really thrilled to see so many people at this school board meeting. I attend regularly, as board knows, and I'm usually here for public comment, and I'm really thrilled to see all of you. We need to be concerned about what goes on in our schools. We need to tell the school board what we want. We need to be consistent in the values of Sierra County. We are in a small, poor county, and we need to be engaged in what we said to our children and our grandchildren. Parents need to take hold of what goes on in their families. And teachers, when they hear something from a child, they don't necessarily have to be addressing it. They need to bring it back to the parents. Say, okay, somebody else comes to my class while I go and get the parents so that they can address the issues that the parents should be addressing. We do not expect teachers to do that. Parents and grandparents and family need to do those things. I grew up in a really small community, a family that we sat down and had dinner together, or my mother would tell me something, or my dad would tell me something. And, you know, that's the way it went. So, you know, we really need to have parents involved. So I'm really glad you're here. I want to go back for a second to what Dr. Castro introduced at the last meeting, the component of what goes on in school, which should be communication, collaboration, critical thinking, creativity, and then relationships, relevance, and rigor. That's what we want them to address with our children in school. Not anything else of sexual nature or those things. So, again, I really appreciate you being here tonight, and I do hope that you will attend more school board meetings, and perhaps they will move all the future ones to this facility so we can accommodate. Thank you.
Good evening, my name is Amanda Forrester. It's really nice to see everybody here. When we brought this up at last meeting, I believe it was for us that spoke. I think it's just important that you do a global call for board meetings so that parents are more involved in their children's education. And you begin to pronounce like this, but I think most parents don't know what's going on. So I would challenge the board to several calls when we are having board meetings so that we get more participation here. As I stated in the last meeting, there is an agenda to sexualize our minor children. This proposed curriculum glorifies homosexuality and transgenderism. Last meeting, you allowed me to take home some curriculum, and thank you for that. In the Bible of Interactive Kindergarten Teacher's Edition references the likelihood that LGBT children attend all or most schools. These children in the schools bring a unique set of experiences and outlooks. These differences should be honored and celebrated. The children can learn from each other, sharing their perspectives It is the teacher's responsibility to make the classroom safe for that sharing. This is quoted from the teacher's vision, page 19. My World Interactive Workbook, Kindergarten, on page 155, discusses Labor Day. And it's a time to spend with family. And next to that picture of the family, there's two men with their child. My World Interactive, grade 2, discusses what makes a family. It suggests that some families are made of two moms and two dads. This isn't about a minor's sexual orientation or that of their family. It's about the fact that our students are not proficient in reading, writing, and math. There is no reason for the content of that book to take away from the task at hand, which is making sure that our children are proficient in those things, reading, writing, and math.
Yeah.
We heard last meeting that we should believe these companies and their word when they state that they aren't referencing CRT in our curriculum. The book, What Color Am I? From the Kindergarten Curriculum on page 16 states, my mom doesn't look like my dad. She says people treat her differently because of her skin color, and it's hard for her to get a job. Can we really say that that's not the critical race theory? My request once again to the school board is, if in doubt, leave it out.
There you go.
If parents want the red to your children, I doubt it. Leave it out. Ask yourself, would you want it read to your children or grandchildren? I doubt it. Leave it out. Does this book introduce content that kids cannot find somewhere else? I doubt it. Let's leave it out. I personally cannot think of a benefit to this curriculum teaching system. Being in our school, and I wouldn't allow my children to read it at home, so I would not want the school to go against my wishes and expose my children. I would like you guys to remember that you are elected by the people, and your duty is to them, their families, and the community. Regardless of your personal opinions and feelings, and maybe on the turnout tonight, I believe the consensus is going to be done.
Thank you, members of the board, and to the audience. My name is Crystal Diamond. My interest in business and being here tonight is first and foremost as a parent of children who didn't treat their consequences as a school district. But in my capacity as New Mexico State Senator, I've received numerous emails and phone calls over the past couple weeks regarding curriculum adoption. And by design and intent, I stayed out of this out of respect not to undermine the school board. But it seems that as we progress, there seems to be continued misunderstanding by the administration and misinformation that has been provided to the school board. And because of that, it has been polarized and politicized by extremists on both sides within the community. I'm not here to address my personal opinions about curriculum, but I am here to set the record straight on what the law is requiring me to do. I would first direct you to Statute 22-15-8, adopted in 2021, where it says there's a gross difference between the meanings in law between shall and may. All this law is requiring is that the department, PED being the department, shall adopt a multiple of lists that districts may choose from. In defense of the New Mexico legislator, there is no CRT mandate that is requiring you to adopt these rules. Pursuant to the divisions, each school district may select instructional material. Local school boards shall give written notice to parents and community members and shall invite parental involvement in the adoption and the process at a district level. Local school boards shall also give mandatory public notice. The same statute is addressed on the public website, PED's public website, in which they reiterate the same thing. An adoption of multiple lists from publishers who agreed to submit the materials are listed and provided for school districts. Those listed materials are adopted as either recommended or, in many cases, PED said, recommended with reservations. Some publishers chose not to submit their material. Does this mean that the instructional materials aren't worthy? No. For materials not reviewed by the state, we recommend that you use a rubric cube and create materials of your own. As a reminder, since your instructional material funding is in your SDG, you are not limited to purchasing instructional materials from the state. However, we encourage you to start your selection there if you need to. Again, there's been several correspondence specific to truth or consequences between both the PED secretary, members of the cabinet, specific to the adoption of these rules. Some of this information was provided to school board members, in which they made it clear, if your district doesn't select the instructional materials that have been reviewed, we encourage you to create your own selection. If districts don't purchase the new instructional materials, then perhaps your teachers may need some support. How you supplement that support is completely determined towards the local needs. I want to be clear that I served as New Mexico as a school board member on here, and it
That's 3 minutes. Thank you.
Three of them attended school here and graduated from Hot Springs High School. They know Mr. Aspiel. Now we're on the great grandkids. I have a little girl who's just adorable, precious 4-year-old who's playing T-ball. She will soon be in kindergarten. She thinks that all boys have cooties and goes yuck. I want to keep her that way until she's 25. But the seriousness of the matter is she is being raised faith-based and patriotic and agriculture-oriented. I understand that you don't have to accept the PED proposed curriculum. You can, but you can also go and see what else is available and make decisions based on our lifestyle and our community. We also want Rayleigh to grow up as a kid in school. I want her to learn sex from her parents when it's the right time. I do not want her exposed to alternative lifestyles or anything that indicates that she ought to participate in others. That's her parents' prerogative and their responsibility. Debbie and I are cheerleaders as grandparents and great-grandparents, and we want her raised in a way that her parents would. And we need her to go to school. She needs to be in the school like our three grandsons that graduated from here. But we can't impose things on them, the little children. Let them be kids. Let them grow up to have fun. I hope Rayleigh thinks boys have cooties for a long time. Thank you.
I am a vocal Christian, but I'm not going to take the Christian approach. I want to talk about when in the world did common sense become public enemy number one? You can talk to law enforcement, you can talk to firefighters, you can talk to the military. The men that go out and collect the bodies, the missing in action people, and it's common knowledge, common practice to identify skeletal remains by the pelvic structure. Male pelvic structures are not channeled for childbirth. That's truth.
Science.
What we're doing, I noticed earlier we have somebody here that's in charge of data. And we also have people here in charge of mental health. And we also have law enforcement here. That's all good. I noticed that the mental health people left. What this thing is just, it's perpetuity of confusion.
Yes.
You're taking young children and confusing them with something that is not the truth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Young boys cannot bear children.
Yes.
Men cannot
records of it. That's the truth. Anything outside of that knowledge is confusion.
There you go.
These mental health people, why don't they help in the confusion department and teach children? Why don't teachers teach children what they really are?
Yes.
Why do we have to change this? Is there a bell tower somewhere? Talk in time that says, okay, change. It's 2023. Time to change all of history. It's confusing and it's not beneficial. What I do see here on the financial report, I don't see a heading there for future lawsuits. And as a small school, are you all prepared? Can you all discuss this? It won't happen. Because American parents don't want this talk to their children.
Yes.
Sure, there's a few. But, you know, we're
in
a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy.
Hey!
The people, the government, the rule, voted them to do their job.
After Daniel Foster is David Turpin.
This is your off, and he's a first grader in an elementary school. And so his mother is from Hawkins, and he's bilingual. She's never spoken English, even in the womb. So he's 6 years old. And, you know, critical race theory, is he disadvantaged because of his father, because of his mother? Which one are you going to teach him? Because that's splitting the family.
You know, yes.
He doesn't know any of that better. He is so advantaged. He's 6 years old. He's fluent in English and Spanish. It's amazing to watch him. And his little brain works so efficiently. And so, I don't want anybody teaching my son that he's disadvantaged in any way.
Yes.
Is it his dad or is it his mom? You know, because that's not right. I don't think that way about my wife, and she doesn't think that way about me. I don't want people teaching them that there's a difference. Because we're not. The spirit, soul, and body, we're the same.
Mm.
You know, we're all created in the image of God. Okay, so, you know, getting to homosexuality and transgenderism. Okay, so it does say in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 that you will live in the kingdom of God. Okay, that's my faith. And so you're teaching him that that is all that's okay if you go in the direction. But, so you're teaching him against what the Bible says. So that's my responsibility to teach him. He's my son.
That's right.
Okay. If you see him baffled, okay, Church of Satan, he's a transsexual. Look at his image. So you're actually teaching a doctrine from the church. So do I get to come in and teach my faith?
Good point.
So, you know, So look, I don't hate homosexuals, I don't hate transsexuals, I don't hate drunkards, I don't hate everything in 1 Corinthians 6 9 that says we'll let you in heaven. So I don't hate. God bless.
Thank you.
So
most of you guys know me, my name is David Turpin. I own a small business here. I'm an electrical contractor. You know, if you guys want to teach the kids about all this different sexuality, black and cursive, teach the kids how to get a constitution.
Yes.
Teach my kids how to balance a checkbook. How to order
yes.
Home economics.
Yes.
I'm a Christian. I believe that Christ died on the cross for us. For you guys to sit there and be able to teach them witchcraft. The Bible was taken out of schools a long time ago. Bring that Bible back into school. Let the kids choose what they want.
Yeah.
You can out their God.
Yes.
But you can't teach the devil and tell them that they can't have God in school.
Yes.
If the teacher can sit there and teach about witchcraft, why can't that same teacher talk about God in Christianity? And just because you're a daughter, or your daughter, like God's given, right, not your son, wants to believe whatever they want to believe, that's their choice. Don't try to push that on my kid. My kid, I have five kids that go to the school system. I graduated in 2007. You shouldn't be trying to push that on them. They should be going to school learning how to read, write, and math. They shouldn't have to. My 2-year-old, my second grader, struggle because you guys don't want to teach them how to read and write. Why? You guys should teach them the fundamentals of growing into this world to actually be productive. Who cares if she likes another girl? If he likes another man?
Yes.
Who
cares?
Teach them how to be a productive citizen in the world.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly, regardless of who they love. They shouldn't be going to school to learn sexuality. You should go to school to learn school. When you discover your sexuality on your own,
yes.
Not through somebody telling you, hey, you know, you could go be this, you could go be that. Yeah, you could go be the president of the United States too if you Joe Biden here. Come on. That's
Is Eric Wagner here to speak on that? No. All right, so then Nicole Moore, that'll be you.
Because these are our children,
When it comes down to it, it's what is best for our children, not what the world thinks. That's all I have.
That is it for public comment. So thank you all for coming and for letting us know what you had to say in public comments. I will remind you, the vote is number C. It's going to be number C. So first we have action going into HS HOSA team traveling to their national competition in Dallas, Texas.
You spoke just a second ago, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, can you stand up and can you tell me, did you read out of the curriculum directly from the curriculum itself?
Yeah.
You did. And all of this you read, y'all heard it. Did it sound good to you?
Not at all.
It didn't sound good to me either, Ms. LaFont. And I'm sorry, but I stand against you in this, and I have respect for you as a Christian. I ask you to rethink your thoughts. And go by your faith-based beliefs that I know your family. I know your family and I know them well. And I love your family. I love all of you. But I'm going to ask you to please rethink this because it affects all of our children. And let me tell you a story, okay? Like I said, I grew up here and I went to school here. I went to high school here. I had a teacher that was LGBTQ, blah, 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 whatever, okay? She proceeded to tell us, and this was in high school, she proceeded to tell us about all her sexual orientation and about her girlfriend and about all the things that was going on with her. Okay? This was when I was in high school. That affected me in a big way. It affected all the kids. That teacher was talking about her sexual nature. That's not what we are here to learn in this public school system. None of it. So let me tell you what's going to happen. If you allow this critical race theory into this school system, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Because it was back in high school that I decided that I would not allow my kids to come to this school if I ever had kids. And I didn't. I homeschooled my children because of what I seen back in 1992. But we cannot allow this. The devil rolls around like a woman.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things to say. Number one, I did review the curriculum.
Okay. Give her a different light.
Give her a different light. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I taught at Hot Springs High School over 25 years. I taught at NMSU for about 7 years. I looked at the curriculum and I looked at the texts that support that curriculum. And it does not deal with sexuality. It does not deal with CRT. What you saw was that I understand what you saw. Amanda, I'm telling you, that is not a teacher teaching sexuality. That is a teacher allowing diversity in their classroom.
No, we don't want it. We don't want it.
I'm allowed to speak.
This is not a public forum. It's just us talking. That's it. You guys can listen. It's just us discussing nonsense.
There is. You can bump me out.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will vote you out.
In South Carolina. But first I'm going to say, I cherish the teachers that I taught with, and I trust the teachers that are in this school and in this system. They are not going to force their opinion on kids. They're good people. Some are people of faith, but that has nothing to do with what they're teaching. This is history.
Well, now we're going to show you what a big liar this Dr. Barbara Perlman is. What a big lie she just told all you people right to your face. She, okay? And we're going to I'm going to read right here what she said. Again, you just heard it, but I'm going to repeat it again. Here's what she said. I looked at the curriculum, and I looked at the texts that support that curriculum, and it does not deal with sexuality. I trust the teachers that are going to not going to force their opinion on kids. She goes, they're not going to force their opinion on kids. It doesn't teach sexuality. I will only present two pieces of evidence in this section. The following tells children, elementary school children in kindergarten, to learn about, celebrate, and honor the homosexual and transgender lifestyle. If that's not sex, I don't know what it is, okay? Homosexual, and this is from the My World Interactive K, the kindergarten edition by Savas. The culturally responsive classroom. It is likely, and this is the teacher's edition on page 19. You'll see the picture up here of the actual page. It is likely that LGBT children attend all or most schools. Kindergarten, a lesbian, homo, and kindergarten? We're living in a freaky world. I mean, unless somebody introduces it to the kid at that age, you know? Anyway. It is important to note that these categories of language proficiency, ethnic background, levels of poverty, type of disability, and sexual identification are not mutually exclusive. The children in the elementary classroom each bring a unique set of experiences and outlooks. These differences should be honored and celebrated. The children can learn from each other, sharing their perspectives. Oh, my lesbian girlfriend, what does it mean to be a lesbian? Well, let me show you. You want me to touch you and show you what they do? I saw it celebrating on you. Now, Mayor Amanda Foster brought this one up to her, as you just heard in the video. That's the one she brought up. And Barbara Pearlman said, no, that's not sex. Sex isn't in there. Right?
Yeah.
It's the teacher's responsibility to make their classroom safe for that sharing. They have to allow it. If that's not teaching your kids sex, I don't know what is. And telling you that you have to glorify and celebrate and honor homosexuals and transgenders. Take a look at that, Dr. Barbara Pearlman, you devil incarnate. Now look, another one. The following tells children that families can consist of two moms and two dads. And this is in My World Interactive for grade 2. And this is in the regular textbooks to the children. It says, what makes a family? Some families have two moms and two dads. All right, Dr. Pearlman, you're teaching it to your kid as if that's acceptable and normal, as if that is a fact. And that is not a fact. That is a giant lie against the natural law, against biology, and most of all against God. And you're telling the children that you can have two moms and two kids in the family. If that's not sexualizing your kids and teaching about lesbian homosexuality and also destroying the whole concept of the traditional family, then I don't know what is. Therefore, your kids being taught that you can have two moms, thus lesbianism, and two dads, homosexuality, is good, acceptable, and viable. Even if you came out, now they might say, okay, next edition will say, however, some are of the opinion that you can have two dads and two moms. That's not good neither. It's not an opinion. It's not viable. It's condemned, as I just said, by the natural law of biology and by God. I don't want my kid to even know that's a viable opinion. I want my kid to know it's disgusting, it's against the natural law, against God, it's a crime, and it's a sin in the eyes of God. That's what I want my kid to know. And if you're not going to say it that way, then leave it out altogether. Family is between a man and a woman. That's it. And she's telling me this is not sexualizing kids and forcing your opinion on them? When your kid reads this, he's going to go home and say, hey, Mommy, I didn't know that there could be two mommies and two daddies. Where'd you learn that from? In school today. All right? This Dr. Barbara Pearlman despises you. She insults you. She's laughing not only behind your back but to your face at this meeting. She's spitting in your face. Look at her attitude during this meeting. She's not afraid to look at you and lie to you. And she's eating the souls of your children. And she's helping to destroy this country. And she's looking at you and she's manipulating you like you're a bunch of puppets. In total disrespect and total disregard. This woman's a monster. And I'm saying it's not just her, because in the first vote, in 426, Christine LaFont and Mark Hedge voted for it. Christine LaFont is a rhino. And Marquez is a hippie. So they're guilty of all this too. It's not just her. People like her, she's like the gang leader. Now you'll see as we go on here at the vote, we're coming up to the vote right now, which I am going to talk about. LaFont and Hayes backed off, at least because of the community pressure during this particular meeting when the people were complaining about it. Got them to back off and not want to vote on the elementary school thing, which is where we had most of evidence from elementary school stuff. We had some one piece of evidence from middle school, which is still bad too, and we didn't have time to study those elder books. Now we're coming up to the vote that takes place. And I'll just tell you how the vote goes because it's a little confusing. You might not understand what's going to go on in here. Well, because of all this pressure and all these people complaining, thank God that the elementary school curriculum did not pass. Because what happened was, when you pass, you needed somebody to make the motion. Then you need someone on the committee to second the motion. If there's no seconding the motion, it doesn't go to vote. So when it came to middle school and high school, your three gangsters, your three perverts, still voted for it. Chrissy LaFont, Pearlman, and Hedge, they voted for the curriculum, so 3-2. So now you're going to have the horrible curriculum for middle school and high school. But when it came to elementary school, Barbara Pearlman put the motion forward to vote for it, and no one seconded. So they say the motion died. It died. It didn't go to vote, which is good. That means LaFont and Hedge, at least to their credit, give them a little credit. You have to. They listened to the people, and they went, hey. Now, my point to LaFont and Hedges, why didn't you look at this stuff ahead of time? Mm-hmm. You're the ones that are doing this stuff. You voted. Now, mind you, they voted for it on 426. The elementary school, they voted for it. Now, they could say, I didn't really look at the text. Well, then you're culpable. That's your job to look. But we brought it to their attention. And believe me, folks, they knew what was in it. The only reason they changed their mind was because of all the people that showed up and that got them to change their mind. Now, it's all because of Brother Will's ad and our ad we put in there that got them to change their mind. If it wasn't for that, the Republican Party was sitting on their ass. They weren't doing anything. They only came out later on after we started it. Right. So that's the end of what happened. You're going to go to the vote shortly in the clip because it's a little confusing. You're going to see what happened there. Okay? So, but the Dr. Pearlman motion, she wants it passed. No one seconded it, which means Chris LaFont and Hedge backed off. They didn't want to vote for it. And, of course, Julia Straub and Jamie Sweeney always voted no for all of these. They voted no also for the middle school and high school curriculum. These are the three main gangsters. Now, the other two bow to the pressure. And one guy even said, you know, you're trying to go by your conscience. Go by what these children are being taught. We're the parents. First of all, one guy may think, first of all, kids shouldn't be learning about sex from anybody but their own parents. Even normal sex between a husband and a wife, that's not the school's position. You heard this already from the video. So this is how the vote turned out. We're going to go to the clip on the vote.
Mark Hedge, all in favor, go ahead and roll call.
Mark Hedge.
Aye.
Margaret Truman, aye. So it doesn't matter.
I'm going to say aye as well.
So what do you say doesn't
matter? Jamie Sweeney says no.
Julie Straub says no.
Thank you,
Jamie.
The middle school curriculum is passed as presented. All right, we will need a motion for the elementary school curriculum.
I will make a motion to approve the elementary school curriculum.
You absolutely amaze me. Has it not made
Is there a second?
Clear?
Okay, there's no second on the table. And so the elementary school curriculum will not pass.
Now, woe to those who see this evidence and do not condemn it as thoroughly disgusting. And if you don't condemn it, you're equally guilty to those who are promoting it. If you just remain silent, not good enough. This particular thing, what you're doing to children, which I didn't mention yet here, of Barbara Pearlman, if they will promote it, and those who are silent, is spiritual pedophilia. You're raping the souls of children, and you're corrupting with this sex stuff at a young age, so then people can come along and molest them, and the kids are going to enjoy it, and they're not even going to complain. This is spiritual pedophilia. And I condemn here, not only the people that are promoting it, but those who remain silent and don't condemn it because they're afraid, they don't want to speak up, and you're even worse than them because you're a hypocrite and you're a traitor. So many so-called conservatives, Republicans, a lot of them, they're afraid to you saw at this meeting how many people were angry. I'm talking about your rulers and leaders. When you get into political positions, they're afraid to condemn this kind of stuff. They don't want to condemn it. They become very non-judgmental because they want votes from the extreme lefty liberal Democrats. Well, then become a Democrat then. I'm not voting for Democrats. I want Republicans. Okay? But the Republicans you're going to learn are not Republicans anymore. You can call them nominal neo-Republicans. Most of them is a whole different party. It's not the party we signed up for. But I want to tell you something right now. And we try to put certain prominent people on. I'm not going to mention them now. Next week, we see what's going to happen this week. We put some prominent leaders on the spot, Republicans, so-called conservatives, and they refuse to condemn this curriculum. Woe to you! Woe to you! And everybody that promotes it, you're on a triple curse from God. And I'll go as far as to say this. You're like a Canaanite. You know what a Canaanite is? Read the Bible. Read the Bible about the Canaanites. When God said, when you go into Canaan, these people are so evil, so wicked, don't even call them for conversion. I have no mercy on them. Don't even try to convert them. Kill them all, men, women, and children. No mercy on the Canaanites. And anybody who accepts this curriculum or doesn't speak out against it, in my book, is a Canaanite. And you will be punished by God in this world and in the next. You wait and see if what I say is not true. You want to go along with this curriculum? Go ahead and go along with it. And you're doubly and triply cursed. I'm more angry at the people that know it's wrong and are afraid to speak up. I'm going to give you a few quotes in the Bible that talks about speaking out against sin and your duty. You're supposed to be a Christian. I'll say you're not even a nominal Christian. Not even a nominal Christian if you don't denounce this. Moses decrees that those who do not sufficiently denounce a sinner bear the sinner's iniquity and thus share equally in his guilt. Exodus 23:1. Thou shalt not receive the voice of a lie, neither shalt thou join thy hand to bear false witness for a wicked person. That's Exodus 23:1 and Leviticus 5:1. If anyone sin or hear the voice of one swearing, and he is a witness, either because he himself has seen or is privy to it, if he utter it not, he will bear his iniquity. Equal guilt in the eyes of God. Those who remain silent are also spiritual pedophiles. Equally guilty. Regarding the obligation to profess the faith, God decrees to the holy prophet Isaiah and his chosen people that his chosen people are to condemn sin and denounce sinners. Isaiah 58:1. Cry, cease not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their wicked doings and the house of Jacob their sins. But these people, they love men more than God. They don't fear God, don't they? They're God's a little mushy teddy bear, Satan. God warns the holy prophet Ezekiel that if he does not denounce sinners, he shares in their guilt and thus in their punishment. This is from Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel, and thou shalt hear the word out of my mouth and tell it to them from me. If when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou declare it not to him, nor speak to him, that he may be converted from his wicked way and live in the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood at your hands. You will be equally guilty, and you're going to go to the same pit of hell that he goes. And even more guilty in the eyes of God for being a traitor against God. St. Paul teaches that not only those who commit sins are guilty of those sins, but also those who consent to the sinners who commit them. Romans 1:32. And who have known the justice of God, did not understand that they who do such things, he gave a list of all mortal sins, including homos and all that stuff, are worthy of death, and not only them that do them, but they also that consent to them that do them. Now some people openly consent, and you can also consent by your silence, by not condemning it. So what are these people? They're more afraid of men and human respect than God. They have no fear of God whatsoever. We read in John 12:43, for they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. And in John 5:44, how can you believe who receive glory one from another? But the glory which is from God alone you do not seek. They want to pacify their liberal buddies in town. They want to walk on a fence. They don't want to get no heat. They're more afraid of people than God. If you really fear God and know God, he's the only one you fear. No one else. Nobody can touch you with the true God's word. These people do not. If they do believe in God, it's the mushy teddy bear God. Okay? Now we read Ecclesiasticus 1:28. For he that is without the fear of God cannot be justified. For the wrath of his high spirits is his ruin. He's a proud bastard. Wants to go around. And he's a coward too, I would say. I would add to it, the ones who know it's bad and don't send you, they're cowards. Okay? Now, I'm going to give a little bit of story about what happened when Brother Will was leaving that day and walking out of the meeting, and some young girl came up to him and thanked him from the bottom of her heart and said, I have to thank you. She says, because I was thinking of becoming a lesbian until I read your conclusion and your evidence, and I no longer want to be a lesbian. How's that, all you people that remain silent and don't want to profess the faith? That's how you convert people, by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Romans 10:14. By that, that's one girl. Can you imagine how many other girls are going to hear what Brother Will said? And we got God's grace. And if you don't preach that, no one hears it. The whole thing now is keep silent and don't make waves. Let's tolerate. Now, sometimes you got to tolerate it, yes. But that doesn't mean you have to accept it. You speak out against it. You fight against it. You do your best to make it a crime and call it for a sin that it is. Now everybody's saying it's normal. No, kids aren't hearing this from people. And when kids hear this, they're getting, if you're never going to preach it, it's all over. You're lost. You're lost. If you don't come out and say homosexuality is an abomination, if you say it's an okay lifestyle and they're okay and we got to glorify and justify them, you lost. It's over. The kids have no one to hear from on the other side in the public arena. This little event that happened with Will was not by no coincidence. If this one girl did this, imagine how many other young kids are going to do this. When I hear the proper word, let this be a warning to all you pastors in the churches. Very few of them showed up. Only a few here. The Baptist guy in town, he didn't show up, nor did he send a representative. Only Caleb Cooper sent somebody, and Angel Becerra sent somebody.
Well, he was there,
Angel was actually there. Cable was visiting. He sent a representative, Bob Wheeling. Where were the rest of the pastors? The nominal Catholics, that goes unsaid. They're the worst. That nominal Catholic church in there, forget them. We got several churches around here. None of them showed up. You keep looking. Real America Voice Network's pretty gone all this. They come out and say, the pastors have failed. They're all cowards. They're all afraid to preach the word of God. You preach the word of God, and they're afraid of persecution. They're all cowards. And the Republicans, too. Almost every Republican, even the Freedom Caucus Republicans, they're all cowards. Almost every one of them down to the last leadership I'm talking about. Not the people. The average Republican is conservative, and he doesn't like this crap, and he's sick of it. So let this be a warning to all, and I tell you right now, talk to your pastors about what I'm saying and see what they say. If they're not preaching the way I am, get away from them. But more importantly, the true Catholic Church is only with us. You want to save your soul, you got to listen to what I'm saying and go to my website at www.johnthebaptist.us. That's where the whole thing's being taught. No one's teaching the full deposit, but at least some credit to those pastors who are standing up against this. All right, I'm going to end this lecture, this video, with a warning to all you people that have your kids going to public schools. Get them out. Get them out no matter what. Because even before this curriculum was around, it's still bad. It's bad because it has CRT in it. It's bad because they still promote some form of sexuality and some type of sex education. Even kids aren't even supposed to learn about any kind of sex in school. The minute you arouse that feeling in a young kid that he never supposed to have till a certain age and his parents teach him, it's all over. You just heard a woman give testimony that in the 1980s, I think she said in 1980s, she was going to school at the TRC school, and her teacher was teaching her about lesbianism and how this negatively affected her and how she now realizes this goes against all the basic Christian principles. We have another example of one of our Catholic brothers works in town, and he has this friend he works with, and he went to the TRC school in 2009. And he said that in 2009, they would have a Free Spirit Week, a Gender Bender Day, and Pride Week. And that was in 2009 in the TRC school system. So it's the schools were bad even before this, okay? So to get your kids out of school and homeschool them or bring them to a private school. And these schools are only going to get worse. You saw a big move right now with this tremendously forward in their sexual perversion of kids with this elementary school curriculum. And guess where it comes from? It comes from the United Nations and the World Health Organization Council. It's a mandate from the Antichrist. to the global community people that are under them to sexualize children. So it went from them to the United States, because Biden is behind it too. He wants to sexualize children. And then he brings it down into the states and into your local schools. And I'm going to read from the WHO right now and the UN on their goal to sexualize all children and everybody, and they're going to transform the whole world of thinking by the year 2030. This is from an article, which is schools must equip children to have sexual partners, say the UN in WHO. WHO? I said WHO. WHO. By David Sorensen, published on Stop World Control website. And now, beware, the content is sexually explicit and thoroughly disgusting. But he had to do it because he's presenting the evidence. If he didn't, they say he's lying. So he put in the ugly stuff, and you do. When you go to court, or like this, what he's doing, he's saying, here's what they're teaching. It is disgusting. What I'm saying here is, it has to be to present the evidence. I will only mention here the introduction and another part that can be read by all. I also have the full document and can be sent it to you upon request. So this is the part I pulled out from the document. This evidence report reveals how the World Health Organization and the United Nations are sexualizing little children in primary education worldwide for the purpose of normalizing pedophilia. This report consists of nothing but solid evidence, which many official documents, videos, books, archives, etc. All PDF documents may be downloaded from the reference section at the end of the report. Little children, this is, he's quoting the UN now here, and WHO, little children are sexual beings who must have sexual partners and begin with sex as soon as possible. For this reason, kindergartens and elementary schools must teach children to develop lust and sexual desire, learn masturbation, build same-sex relationships, use online pornography, and learn different sexual techniques such as, but I had to censor that. Now here's what he says. This above is a paraphrased summary of the official guidelines issued by the World Health Organization and the United Nations to educational authorities worldwide. Meanwhile, judicial organizations are issuing statements that sex between little children and adults should be legalized. They've been working on this before, the NAMBLA group. While Man-Boy Love Association. While media outlets and political parties are calling for acceptance of pedophilia as a normal sexual orientation. United Nations Agenda 2030 is a plan to transform every aspect of human existence on Earth by the year 2030. In their own words, quote, we have adopted a historic decision on a comprehensive, far-reaching, and people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets. We commit ourselves to working tirelessly for the full implementation of this agenda by 2030. Now that's the end of the quote. They make it clear that the transformation of human life will reach every single person in the world. Quote, as we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. You will all be perverted. We will eat up all your souls. We're going to get every one of you. These are universal goals and targets which involve the entire world, developed and developing countries alike. End quote. The official statement from the United Nations are clear. They want the entire world to be transformed, making sure that little children have sexual relationships, learn how to masturbate, and use online pornography is part of the agenda. In the United States, the Biden administration has released statements confirming plans to implement this agenda throughout the USA as soon as possible, no later than 2030. It's already happening. It came to TRC. We had other people complaining in Texas where they were sexualizing in Texas, a conservative town. They said, and the guy said, if this can, a good pastor was saying, if this can come to a conservative town in Texas, what's going on? You see how the connection of the Antichrist, how he's got us sexually perverting the whole world? You see how important this is? And you see how important it is when you remain silent about this? If I had power over the people that remain silent, they're dead in a week. A time will come maybe when God's allowed. You're already cursed, okay? Cursed are those who decline from the commandments. All non-Catholics are cursed in one way or another to some degree. Some were worse than others. But people that are going against the natural law are even the worst cursed people of all. And I say to God, I say to you right now, I treat all you people that promote this agenda and all you who don't but you remain silent and don't condemn it, you're Canaanites. You're Canaanites. God's, you're going to be punished in a way that you deserve everything. And mostly when you die, you're going to go to the deepest pits of hell because of what you're doing here, okay? But I want God to especially wipe out the traitors, the rhinos, the so-called conservatives. I want them done first. Barbara Perlman, she is what she is. She's out in the open. I know her. She's a full-blown diabolical person, and she's not ashamed of saying what she believes in. But the people that are supposed to be defending you, the Republicans and the so-called conservatives that don't come out and condemn this, and some who even promote it, like Christine LaFont in the first vote when she promoted it, thank God she backed off on it, woe to you. Woe to you. If I had my say, you'd all be gathered up and put in jail, and if you didn't repent within a couple of months, or your heads are coming off, or I'll burn you at the stake. Let that be a lesson to you. I'm going to tell you something. They're already trying to mess with us. You want to mess with me? You want to mess with Brother Will? You want to mess with me? You want to mess with us? Few people in Leaders of the Remnant? You're in deep crap because you're messing with the true God. And he's going to protect and defend us. You go ahead and watch and see what's going to happen. You come at us, whatever you come at us with, God's going to hit you with sevenfold back in return. It's going to go on your own head. This, I have proof of this from years and years of experience of preaching. Going back to when God called me, I was 40 years old. I know what God does to people who oppose us. One day, yes, we're going to be called to be martyrs. Some of us will be locked up in jail, maybe as an example. But right now, we're going to have the opportunity to preach, and the world's going to know about us because the whole world's going to hate us almost. Because most of the world is evil. So I'm warning all you people who oppose us right now. And don't say you haven't been warned. End of lecture. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.